Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way a tire buying should be. Hour number three of the Odd Couple, Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss, is at the bottom of the hour. But first, with the NFL season in full swing, with the Major League Baseball playoffs just underway, and it's been a good day, an exciting day of games, we're going to go to the NBA. Because, you know, I'll give it to Wired and you guys. I mean, it is, you are right that all three sports, it's rare that they're all going. And so we're just starting to get the NBA a little bit away as far as playing games, but they are about to start training camps. And the media days took place yesterday, Rob, and all the stars spoke, including LeBron James, and he had some interesting things to say about the Los Angeles Lakers. Here he is.
I mean, he is the face. You know, you look at all these numbers that surround this facility, all the greats that's come here, and AD is one of them. I was very, very happy and extremely proud and, like, just super dope to see him get that extension, to be a part of this franchise for years and years and years. And it's been a treat so far playing alongside of him, and I hope we can do some great things.
Very nice of LeBron. I mean, real nice. I don't think LeBron, you know, I'm not LeBron's the face of the franchise. I'm not even going to search for different words. LeBron is the face of the Lakers. LeBron is still one of the faces of the league. He's still playing well. Well, he's the face of the Lakers.
He's one of the faces, right.
It's him, Steph, Giannis, Jokic. I guess Jokic, even though he's the best player. I mean, you know, I don't know if he's quite the face, but, you know, LeBron's one of those guys. But, Rob, I think what LeBron is doing, I think is smart. Because I think what he's doing is trying to get AD to take the torch. You and I have talked about it, Rob. We said Anthony Davis should have taken the torch after they won the championship in the bubble in 2020. We thought Anthony Davis for the next 5, 6, 7 years should be in the MVP conversation and win one or two going forward.
That would have been easy.
That was what was supposed to happen, right? And instead, his play fell off. Still was good, but fell off from what it had been. And he obviously got hurt. I mean, that's what he does. But I think, Rob, LeBron is trying to say, AD, this is you, man. Like, you know, he's doing it subliminally, like trying to get AD to believe, yeah, man, I'm that dude. I'm the man. This is my team. This was Kareem's team. This was Magic's team. It was Shaq's team. It was Kobe's team. It was LeBron's team. Now it's my team. And spark AD to go ahead and say, I'm going to play on the same level as they did. So I think what LeBron's doing is smart. I don't know that it'll work. But, Rob, I think that's what was behind LeBron's comments, because he's smart enough to know he's still the face of this team.
Yeah, and also, it's that time of the year. I mean, there's not much. There's no skin in the game yet. How could you not want to be happy for AD and have a positive message in that case? But I don't know if AD has that mentality, and B, you can't count on him. So there's a couple reasons why it's hard for him to be the face of the organization, Chris. LeBron can't be on the team, and then maybe, you know, you have no choice but to put the highest paid guy on the—
If LeBron wasn't on the team, he'd be the face of the
team. Like, just by default, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, by default. I mean, easily.
Well, I agree with you, Rob, and you've heard me say this before. Anthony Davis has a number one game, meaning he's got the ability to play, to be the number one guy on the team, on a championship team, I think. As long as his number two is great. I mean, he's not like LeBron or Kobe or Shaq or somebody like that, but he is a great player. And he could be the best guy, I think, on a championship team. But he's got a number two mentality. And I think, Rob, whenever LeBron retires or leaves the Lakers or whatever it is, and AD is the best player on the team, I think for them to be a legitimate contender, like a team that could win it, he will have to have another player. He may not be better than AD, but he'll have to be like a number one mentality guy. He'll have to be a leader. He'll have to be the guy that's going to, you know, spark his teammates and take up the challenge of going to get you, have the big game every single night. And I don't think AD's, that's just not how he's built.
We've seen it
when he was a number one guy. Remember in New Orleans? I think they won one playoff series in his 7 years there.
Yeah. And again, I just think it's hard to count on him, Chris. Like,
I mean, that's undeniable. You're talking about the injuries.
Yeah, like,
you're
like,
not talking about his game.
No, not when he plays. And sometimes you look at him and he looks unstoppable. I mean, just, he's a tremendous
both
player.
Ends. Yep.
Yeah, he's a tremendous player. But there's a lot of time where he seems he's absent or... And the other thing, too, is he's not as consistent, Chris, as he should be. And
no.
We saw it. Go back and look in the playoffs against, Denver? 40 points in game one. Go look at where the stats were
for
game two.
You're absolutely right.
Missing
You're
in the action, Chris. Right? 40 points.
Well, what he did, Rob, 40 and 10. Next game, 18 and 14, which, you know, looks okay. But he was 4 for 15 from the floor.
Right.
Next game, bounces back, 28 and 18.
You're like, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm back, boy. 61% shooting. Then the next game, game four, they get swept, 21 and 14. Okay.
Not
but
bad.
6 for 15 from the field. I mean, Rob, and let me say this about those percentages. He's a big. All right. For Damian Lillard to shoot 40% is one thing. For a big, a 7-footer to shoot 27% and 40% in two games of a big series is just unacceptable. And what it AD is tremendous defensively and very good offensively, but he's kind of a tweener, not by position, but like he doesn't shoot the three well. His jumper's okay. You know, it's his jumper's like when you're a post player and you can shoot like AD, you're like, oh, he got a nice jumper. But when you compare him to other, like, jump shooters or even other bigs, like a Joel Embiid or somebody, you're like, nah, he don't need to be shooting that. Like, he's an okay shooter for a big. But he won't consistently score inside. And I look, I like AD taking a jumper here or there, a pick and pop here and there. But I like him better picking and rolling. I like him better, and I'm not saying he's not going to post up all the game, you know, all game long. That's not today's NBA. I don't want to see that. But occasionally, when you have the advantage matchup-wise, go down there. And if you're a number one guy, look, you know what? I'm going to say this. Where did Giannis go, Robin? Forget the $50,000 it cost him. He went down to work with Hakeem. I'd like to see AD do that. Not because I want to see AD on the block 90% of the game, but because I'd love to see AD develop enough of a post game that, oh, you got a small on me? Come down low with me, young fella, and let me show you what time it is. Jokic does it, and all that got him was a championship and two MVPs. So I'd like to see some of that from AD. And you're right, Rob. You're absolutely right. His offensive game is inconsistent at times.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be, Chris. We remember after they won that championship, we were like, dude, now you could come back. The monkey's off your back. No yep. matter what anybody says to you, Chris, the rest of your career, you won a championship and play big and made yep. big shots and was a big part. He didn't win the MVP, but I don't think
huge.
They would have.
I mean,
they
yeah.
were, right, they would have been able
they
to win without him.
No,
right? Am
no.
I right? They couldn't
no.
win without him.
No.
So there was all of that stuff, and then you could just go out and play. Hey, LeBron, relax. Let me play hard, and then you'll be ready. You know what I mean? For the postseason, we could make a run, try to win another one or so while you're
yep.
here, and then I take over when you're done. Like, it was all mapped out, and it hasn't been that.
Now, Rob, I'm going to throw something by you that I think you'll find interesting. Kevin Wiles on my show, First Things First Today with Nick Wright and Kevin Wiles. Wiles brought up an interesting point when we discussed this, Rob. He said, is LeBron willing to give AD the things that come with being the face of the franchise? Like, AD is the last person announced in the starting five. And whatever else, right? Is that the cover of the media guide? I mean, they probably have both of them on there. But you know what I mean? Like,
right.
stuff like that. Whatever that entails. What are your thoughts on that?
What, LeBron giving them that?
Just letting them. You the face of the franchise, bro. I'm passing the torch, so I want you to be the last guy announced. I want you to, you know, whatever.
I mean,
look, my feeling is that in yeah. most cases, like you're talking about media guides or whatever, most cases they're probably both going to be on the cover. You know, so I don't know how many things there are, but one of them is kind of being announced last or whatever. I don't know what else there might be. You know, I don't need AD to give the rah-rah speeches. That's going to be LeBron probably. But, you know, would that help?
I don't know if that would help. I mean, it's a nice gesture, Chris, but it ain't going to really be the difference between him being a dog and showing up in the big moments and being consistent night after night. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a nice gesture, but yeah. I don't think it tips the needle. It's not. All he needs to do, he's young, go out and have a good time and just play ball and try not to, every time you fall down, you're not grabbing something or thinking that like it's the end of the world, you know, like all that stuff.
Right. All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Here's the question. LeBron says Anthony Davis is now the face of the Lakers. Do you agree? And can AD be the face of the Lakers? Can they win a championship with AD as the face of the Lakers? Your thoughts next. 1-800 or 877, I'm sorry, 877-99 on Fox. You're turned away in. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Anthony Davis being the face of the Lakers franchise?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Raphael in Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rafi?
Tell us, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, I always thought that, you know, Bron and AD, they're boys and everything, clutch sports and all. I thought going out to L.A., Bron had three goals. One was to get a chip. By the way, he got it with the bubble in purple and gold. Number two, I thought that he just wanted to get Kareem, of course, you know.
And, wait, back up. What was that last statement about Kareem?
Get Kareem's record. The scoring record, in purple and gold, you know. And and the third thing escapes me right now. But I felt that once he achieved those things, AD, by being Bron's boy, you know, naturally just took kind of a backseat and everything like Bron did to D-Wade in Miami for the first couple of years or so. But I think now Bron has accomplished – the third thing was building his business empire with his Spring Hill your production company out in L.A. Those three things Bron accomplished. And I think that moving forward here, it's natural that he's going to pass the torch to AD. But the youth around those two individuals is pretty sweet. I think they're going to be nice this year. I think Coach Ham has a nice roster they can work with. And I think Bron is just going to kick back. He's going to chip in when necessary. But, I mean, he looks great on the outside. But he got a lot of wear and tear. He got a lot of miles on his body. And he ain't going to be trying to do too much. AD
LeBron
is going to be the man.
That's to say the least.
Like, what's that?
Wear and tear. This dude about to enter his 21st season. Yeah, I mean, golly.
No doubt.
And he's been injured a lot in L.A. too. Let's not kid ourselves.
Right. Correct.
I think that's a fair assessment. I think what he said, one, win the championship, he did that. He knew he had to, Rob. Every other player with the Lakers on LeBron's level, and they've had almost all of them, has won a championship with the Lakers. The only one that didn't was Elgin Baylor. He's, you know, a notch below LeBron. But, I mean, Shaq, Kareem, Kobe, Magic, they all won rings. Wilt, Jerry West. And so he did that. Obviously, he broke Kareem's scoring record there. I think that was important to him, too, to do in the Lakers uniform. And, yeah, build up his businesses. So I think that was a good call. I think he'd love to get another ring, even if he's not the number one guy. And, Rob, look, they're not going to be my pick. I mean, we're not making our picks right now, but they're not likely to be my pick. But if AD were to play, like, ball out as the number one guy, Rob. And LeBron is, you know, close to what he was last year, 90% of it or whatever. They got a squad. They're in the hunt to me. They're in the hunt. They got a chance.
Yeah, I don't know. To chance to beat Denver, you mean?
I mean, I think they're a contender. I'm not, like I said, they're not going to be my pick, but, you know, they're a contender. And AD, we mentioned how he wasn't consistent in that series. If he could be consistent in that series, because LeBron can't carry a team past those great teams. Not anymore. I mean, Rob, we saw it. He dropped 30 in game four in the first half, and it wasn't close to enough.
Right. No. In game one, you mean?
Yeah. No, game four. He had 30 four. In the
right,
first
right,
half.
Right, right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's the issue. And I don't know. And the other two, and I guess I just can't shake it. But one of those two guys is usually gets hurt at some point, and that's just a part of the Lakers and AD's health and LeBron's age. So that's always going to be a question mark going forward, and that's the bad part. When you lose one of those two guys, Chris, they just become neutralized, and
well,
they're not
as
good.
Few teams, and actually they're contenders or close to in that of that ilk. In the West in particular, where that has to be a factor. The Lakers, of course, with AD just because he gets hurt, and LeBron because of his age. The Clippers because Kawhi Leonard, and we're going to get in, I think we're going to get into Kawhi a little later. He said, you know, at Media Day, like the league can't set a rule where that's going to make me play more. He can't play more. I mean, right. He can't. His body's breaking down. And then Paul George gets hurt a lot, too. And then the third team, Rob, Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns.
No,
they obviously can't
teams,
win it without Durant. But
right.
Yeah.
You can't look at those teams without factoring in that there's a chance that one of those guys is going to be hurt.
Right. You're not being honest and realistic if you don't. I mean, and look, you couldn't say about any team, oh, they got to stay healthy. But, of course.
Right, that's the obvious,
teams,
but these three teams, it's been the norm that somebody gets hurt. That's
absolutely
the difference. Let's squeeze in Aaron real quick from San Antonio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Aaron?
Hey, fellas, great show. I always listen to y'all.
Thank you. But,
thank you, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. But as far as talking about a face of a team, when I hear that word, typically, there's some kind of attractability to that team. And I don't see people, you know, breaking their contracts to come to play with AD.
No, but people would do – here's what I think. Let's say LeBron's out of the picture. Will they get guys to go there and play? It's L.A., which is great. Everybody loves that city, the weather, et cetera. it is the Lakers. They're the glamour franchise of the NBA. And then you, what you'd say, AD wouldn't necessarily be the draw, but it's like, oh, and we got, and we got another guy. Hold on, let me finish. And so I got the great city, I got the great franchise, and I've got another star in AD. I'm telling you, if I was a superstar, like guard, perimeter player, that's a draw to me. That's a draw to me. You don't think that's a, that wouldn't be a draw to you?
No, because AD, what y'all was just saying a little while ago, AD, how much is he going to play every year with you?
So what, well, I mean, that's fair, but looking at some of the alternatives, maybe I can't get to Denver to play with Jokic. Maybe I can't get to Milwaukee. They don't have the cap room or whatever it might be to play with Giannis or Embiid. I mean, all, Lakers are going to be a draw. They're the Lakers. I Cowboys, that, Yankees, Lakers.
I understand that. The Lakers are a draw, but AD ain't your draw.
He ain't a draw, but only because he's not healthy. But if I'm a star looking for another guy, I'm like, yeah, he's there. I agree. I mean, his injuries are, you know, significant, and you have to factor that in. But if I can play in L.A., if I can play for the Lakers – and I got another star theoretically there. That I think that's a draw.
Yeah, I think LeBron's just like the other caller said. Yeah, he's trying to do him a favor and pass the torch. But I just I don't see him as the face of that team. You know,
he's definitely not the face of that
team.
Yeah,
not until LeBron leaves, and then you look around and he would be the guy. Yep, appreciate it.
All right, thanks for the call. Trolling a Roll is next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
With Marty Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling and Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and just in case this is your first time hearing it, I'll break it down for you real quick. If the guys like the story that I read, you hit a roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, like that Rob Parker, Jameson Williams, I bet he plays Sunday, Joe.
Come on, that's good. Thank you. Kawhi thought it was funny.
Yeah, sure. You're the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Zach Wilson played literally the best game of his career on Sunday night, and that included a crucial late-game turnover, right? So there you go. There's the bar. But in a post-game interview with Chris Jones, Rodney Harrison said the Jets QB looked, quote, garbage on tape and was getting killed for it on social media. Harrison later issued an apology. Chris. Trolling or rolling, Rodney Harrison having to apologize.
I'm trolling
now. Oh, man. Hey.
Man, people need to stop being so sensitive. He said it. He doesn't mean the man's garbage, his character's garbage, any of that. He said he hasn't been a good player. He hasn't. And we hear people say that. People have said that about other players. So, we know he wasn't saying the guy has no character and things like that. He was saying his game has been bad, which it has. He played very well well Sunday. I just think, nah, he said it. He said it with his chest. I didn't think he should have had to apologize.
Yeah, I'm trolling it. Trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
I had more of an issue when McCoy, Chris, said that Dak played like ass. I thought that was out of bounds. Like I don't that term. Not that the guy didn't play well. I just wouldn't use that word. But I don't have any problem with.
Some part of me still feels like that's like a word you're not able to say on there. But you are. You know
but
what
you
I mean?
Know what, right. But you know what I'm saying. That's a weird. Yeah. He played like ass. You know what I'm saying? Like well, I just didn't like that.
It was right. I said that.
Yeah.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. The AFC South is wide open with all four teams sitting at 2-2, but only one of those four teams is getting Jonathan Taylor back in the lineup, and Anthony Richardson quietly has looked good so far when healthy. Chris. trolling or rolling, the Colts can win the AFC South.
Wow. You know what? They were, my prediction was Jacksonville, and I'll stay with that. But I'm going to roll with that. I'm going to roll with that. I mean, I'm not saying they will, but that division, as you said, Martin, has been much tougher, surprisingly, than we expected. I mean, Houston is playing well. C.J. Stroud, who I did say I like the best in this draft, looks great. Indianapolis does look good. And Jacksonville doesn't look as good as we expected. And Tennessee is just Tennessee. I mean, they're kind of, they're a tough team. You know, they're not, I don't think they're going to, they're not a threat. I don't think any of these are, teams are a threat to get out of the AFC. But win the division, I mean, I get, sure, they could. I don't think they will, but yeah, they could.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I just think Jacksonville will get it together. They got the much-needed win to turn their season around. They're not buried in this division. They got good players. Trevor Lawrence is going to play better. That it's their division to lose.
Trolling and rolling. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. The Warriors added Chris Paul this offseason, which honestly still feels a little bit weird. But now they're going to try to figure out how to get all their best players on the court at the same time. As a result, the messaging out of Golden State says that Klay Thompson will spend some time defending power forwards this year. Chris, trolling or rolling, Klay guarding the big man?
I'm going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
Obviously, it's not permanent. It's not something he'll have to do every game. But on occasion when they go small, which obviously would be CP3, Steph, Klay, Draymond, and who would be the fifth? Or Looney, I guess Looney's kind of small. Dre's had to be at the center. So who would be that fifth guy? Whoever the fifth guy would be for him right now. I think that you can do that occasionally because a lot of power forwards stretch the floor and they just want to shoot threes. And again, very few players have the post offensive post games to exploit a smaller player. So certain matchups, sure, he can do it.
I'm trolling it. I'm trolling it.
Oh man! Hey!
I mean, I just hope that Klay, and I hate to even say it, doesn't get hurt out there. You know what I mean? Trying to get him out there doing some different things here when he doesn't need to do that. We know what he's been through, and I just, you're asking for a lot, asking a guy to play out of position, to me.
All right.
You know,
go ahead.
I want to trash real quick. I want to trash everybody in the media who sat there and watched 24 prior games of Zach Wilson and then watched the 25th one on Sunday night and said, oh, wait, the Jets got something at quarterback. What are we talking about?
I'm with you, Martin. Chris and I are like, stop it. Like, the bar is so low that they're ranting and raving like they have something. That's just, he'll throw three picks in the next game, and then they'll say, he can't play. Like, I get it. They don't want their season to be over in week four. I do understand that as a football fan, but I hate to break it to you. I said the Jets would wind up being the Mets, and gosh darn it, I was right.
Yeah, what he earned is another opportunity. That's it.
No,
I mean, if he plays poorly in the next game, people are going to be ripping him, right? The same people that are praising him now will be ripping him if he plays poorly in this next game. And by the way, that Golden State, that fifth guy, and I don't know how I forgot, but Andrew Wiggins. So that's a heck of a unit, you know. But, yeah, go ahead, Martin.
I'm just saying, I just wish that I had the same level of standard as Zach Wilson in my life. You do one good thing one time, and over a four-year period, and everybody's like, no, he's the guy we got to go with. I'm just like, what are we talking about?
Well, here's the thing.
I don't understand
it. He played well. He made some really nice throws, but he also made the game-turning fumble, maybe the game-costing fumble. He also only scored 18 points as an offense. And he also didn't even throw for 250 yards. So, as you said, Martin, the bar was really low. If Jacoby Brissett or Gardner Minshew has that game, nobody's raving. Nobody. Oh my gosh. Look, nobody. It's because we haven't seen even serviceable NFL play
right.
from Zach Wilson. That's why people are going crazy.
All right, Martin. All right, I heard that you guys have a radio show. What time is it on? What, you got a show?
Saturday, 8 to 11. Normally, whenever the big college
8 to 11 Eastern.
Saturday night. Tune in 8 to 11 Eastern. 5 to 8 Pacific. We rocking.
That's
every Saturday.
The Martin and VJ show. Martin Weiss, VJ Husky.
What do you call it?
Some
Chris?
People call them Odd Couple Zero.
Odd Couple.
Odd Couple Junior. All right, Martin. Great
All
stuff,
right,
man. Thank
you.
More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive Insurance is making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob and I, we're going to wrap up another three-hour show, The Odd Couple. And, Rob, let's do it with the NBA. James Harden, who missed media day in Philadelphia and missed the first practice today. They're practicing in Colorado, by the way. Is expected to show up at practice, I guess, as soon as tomorrow. But he still wants to be traded. He still wants to be traded to the Clippers. I think the Sixers are, you know, they are definitely willing to accommodate him. But Daryl Morey is obviously not going to be forced into a trade. Remember, Rob, he waited months before he traded Ben Simmons. And he got what he wanted, which was James Harden. And now Harden wants out. So Harden is clearly showing up for the money. We don't know if he's going to actually practice and be an aggressive, plugged-in participant. at practice. I highly doubt it. I wonder if the team might just be like, you know, he'll probably be fine the first day or at least there. But I wouldn't be surprised, Rob, if in short order the team is just like, hey, just stay away until we can move you.
Yeah, it's a tough spot, you know. I mean, he's going to show up because he wants to get paid, right, I guess.
Yep.
So that's why he's there. But it is an awkward place to be when you look at where they are. And just but Chris, they got in bed with the guy. There's nothing, you know, like you can sit there and act like, oh, you know, it's a shame, and oh, I can't believe James is. Yes, you can. yes, you can. You know what I mean?
He's done it everywhere.
He's done it everywhere. Everywhere he's been, he's done it.
I mean, I guess OKC didn't technically do it, but he did it in Houston, and he did it in Brooklyn, and now he's doing it in Philadelphia. Three times a charm.
Right. He's telling you who he is, and you didn't want to believe him, but now you have no choice.
I got to be honest, Rob. Now, look, I do think they're a better team with James Harden. But obviously they're going to get something for him when they trade for him. So that's – I'm not even talking about that. But if Harden sits out, Rob, and let's say they don't trade him till, say, the deadline. Honestly, I think they can go just as far without James Harden as they could go with him. Now, I'm not saying their record will be equal or as good, but with James Harden, this team's ceiling is the second round. Their ceiling. They're not as good as Boston. They're not as good as Milwaukee. Heck, Miami might beat them. Cleveland, you know, we'll see if we see improvement from them. But this team's ceiling is the second round. And could they possibly get to the second round without James Harden? Tyrese Maxey, he going to give you 22 a night. Tobias Harris moves into that third spot, gives you 19 a night, and Joel Embiid does what he does. I mean, yeah, they could. But with or without James Harden, they're not winning the East. And I say that because of, obviously, Rob, the history. On paper, I love James Harden and Joel Embiid on paper. And I love them on paper in the regular season especially. But where the paper gets soggy and the paper gets wet and the paper gets torn is in the playoffs, in the big games. Where Harden is inconsistent, where Harden is turnover prone, where Harden misses shots, where Harden doesn't play here and there, nearly as well as he does in the regular season. And to be honest, because I'm going to be fair, neither does Joel Embiid. So all this Embiid talk about wanting to win the championship, look in the mirror, big fella. Deliver in the big moments. That's what I want to see.
Be the deliverer.
Yeah. That's right. So, Rob, you disagree? I mean, I'm not saying they're as good without Harden, but I think they could potentially go as far.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if they didn't have him, it depends on who you were. You know, you got to be getting somebody.
Well, he's with not the trade, again, I'm talking about him just sitting out. I agree with the trade that you add that to him. Maxey will become the second guy. And I think he's a young budding. I don't know if he'll be a star. We'll see, but potentially. And then Tobias is the third guy.
Okay.
And Embiid, you know, hopefully he comes back and plays even better than he did last year for the Sixers fans. All right. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. That's Rob Parker. And we are out of here, but keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next, and they bring heat.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through,
it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.